purpose of the conversation, I would like to get back to, because we haven't touched on this yet, the criticisms that you have with the Whatever podcast. So Brian himself, he says that essentially what you're saying right now is basically revisionist history, and that he was very clear with you that, you know, this was going to be a debate and this kind of thing. And I think he's even surprised that you came on, you refused the debate, but would come on for a long form conversation with me. I think that
because there's no way that this is actually true. I think that he's trying to skirt his responsibility for being a horrible communicator with me. I can send you literally every single one of our messages in which there's no real, like me saying, I mean, it's for months, literally for months. He's trying to fit me in while you're in town. Right.
Yeah.
Just to do. Well, and then I said, sense, I don't. Though. And then I said, is this a one-on-one? I said, is there a topic in mind? We have many similar beliefs. As I've said, he said feminism. I said, what's his claim against conservative feminism? I doubt this would be a longer than 15-minute debate against my criticisms of the show. He said he spent 2 hours debating someone else on it, so I don't think it would be only 15 minutes. I said, listen, Brian, I'm not really a loop debater. I have a few criticisms of the show. I worry this will be a waste of everyone's time. He said, so maybe we'll have you join on one of the dating paddles then, instead of a 1v1 debate. I said, I thought that might be better. Don't want to waste your time. He said, in that case, would December 15th work for you? I said, yes. He said, great. Can we go ahead and lock you in for Sunday? So, and I said, yes, indeed. And then he said, he got me down. And then I said, literally 2 weeks, literally then the day of the show, I said, I've talked to my partner about it. He doesn't want me to go on anymore. So sorry to do this last minute. Got to prioritize that.
All right. Would you be willing if I brought Brian up to discuss this with him so that we could get it figured out? All right.
Sure thing.
Brian, if you're in the chat, if you want to hop on real quick, I'm going to send you the link in your Discord so that you can pop on and we can just get this hashed out. Because he seems to think that there's something else there that happened. So if you're willing to have that conversation, we'll just get it out of the way.
Yeah.
1 second here.
Yeah, I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, I only caught bits and pieces of the conversation that you guys were having. So, yeah. And by the way, I'm not really, I'm just kind of out and about with my day, but I guess my confusion is, so Lav said, hey, Andrew was berating these women. He's so mean. He's a big meanie pants. But the initial offering to you, Lav, was to come on and do what you're precisely doing right now with Andrew, which is a one-on-one debate or conversation, to which you declined. And then we said, okay, well, we'll put you on the dating talk panel, and what we wanted to discuss in a one-on-one format, because you said, oh, it would only take 30 minutes or 15 minutes to talk with Andrew about this. So we're like, okay, you didn't want to do the 1v1, even though we were still willing to do it. We'll throw you on the dating talk panel. We'll have that specific segment on the dating talk panel. And then the day before, you had all these objections to Andrew's conduct. And then you flaked on us, which my interpretation, it seemed very malicious. And you were kind of sarcastic and bratty when I was like, hey, this is really inconvenient for us. We've been trying to schedule this for a while. You wanted to come back on. We wanted to have you back on. And then for you to just kind of in this very bratty, rude way, flake on us before because of your Andrew's alleged meanness. It just seemed kind of ridiculous.
Okay, well, there's a couple things that are happening now. I think one, I didn't want to talk to Andrew one-on-one or I didn't want to have a debate with Andrew one-on-one on your platform. One thing in the meta, I think that you've sort of mischaracterized me as a feminist against what Andrew is saying, and you did the same thing with Michael Knowles. You wanted me on to debate Michael Knowles, even though we have almost exactly the same talking points, exactly the same. We end up exactly the same place. And so I said I couldn't do that, or I said I wasn't really going to be anything like good on that. And then you did the same thing with Andrew, and I told you, hey, me and Andrew end up in a lot of the same places. I don't think that would be fun to watch. You said, he can have a debate about anything. And I said, I don't really want to waste your time. I don't think that that's going to be especially good content, which I read out loud in our messages.
Seems like it's especially good content.
Well, I think having this discussion, if we would have, what he wanted is, what I thought was that he was positioning, like, the way that he would position Pixie against you, which is, was not going to be the case for our conversation. I think it would have been an interesting conversation to do this, but I didn't want to, I thought that what he wanted was something different.
This is the way my debates, didn't you watch the debates I had with the feminists on whatever? This is the way that those debates go. Just like we're talking right now.
I watched your debates with Pixie and I think Straighterade. And I thought that...
I debated with Straighterade?
Was it Straighterade? Or it was someone, it was Pixie and some other girl. I haven't watched all of them and it was a while ago. And
there was
just
nothing disrespectful in those debates.
Well, I didn't think you were going to be disrespectful to me. That's why I didn't want to do, I was going to go on the dating one with you. And yeah, that's what we agreed on.
But that makes no sense. I think I understand now. So the idea from you was wouldn't be enough disagreement from us if we were having a debate or a conversation or something like that when that was offered up. And then, so you tell Brian, well, I'm not going to do that, but I'll do a dating talk. And then we can do like the 30-minute conversation or whatever. You'll do it that way.
I didn't say the 30-minute
but then it became, Andrew
Mean,
right?
I thought that
Mean,
it was supposed to be the dating panel.
Yeah, sure. But then it's Andrew. But then you're...
Well, you had a video go viral that week.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just like out of nowhere, I just decided. You had a video go viral that week where you were laughing at various women. I decided I didn't want to be part of that.
Where that chick went crazy on me? That one?
No, it wasn't that one. I mean, you've gone viral. I mean, props to you, like almost every week since then, or at least in our small insular community.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't that one. It was one where you were just like laughing at someone and it was just, it was an unbecoming, I can't even remember, honestly. It was 6 months ago at this point. But I remember seeing that, not wanting to deal with it. And then, like I said, I was literally in the middle of a divorce. So it was like several different things.
Yeah, but you didn't say anything about a divorce. You just said Andrew Mean.
Well, of course.
And then it's kind of reinforced.
You think the week of my divorce, I'm going to say, Brian, sorry that we don't know each other well at all. I'm going through a divorce right now. I didn't even know
fine.
That you were
going
to. Well, isn't that unbecoming? Like, isn't it unbecoming of you to instead make a Twitter post which says, well, you know, Andrew and Rachel are pretty good, except they just can't change people's minds because they're actually bad people.
Right? Okay, so you're thinking that now my divorce negates my actual opinion about you, and it doesn't. I still have those. I still would not go on a dating panel with you where I thought that you were going to denigrate any of the women and where I felt like I would have to protect them.
Would you denigrate any of the men on a panel?
On the whatever podcast, no, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't denigrate any of the men even if they were being absurd or obnoxious or stupid, or you wouldn't
denigrate any
of them.
No,
you
I would not laugh at them.
You wouldn't laugh at them
on something as big as the whatever podcast. No, I don't think.
Didn't
so.
You laugh at Brian?
I don't think I laughed at Brian.
You did. I watched the whole thing. You laughed at him twice.
What did I say?
I don't remember the context, but there was two.
I don't think I was being cruel to Brian. I think Brian and I both left that conversation feeling like, okay, that was like a good. I don't think that we had any distaste for each other.
I mean,
then
you wrote a hit piece about me, but
I did not write a hit piece about
you.
You
called
if you
me
had
a
read...
pimp. You literally called me a pimp.
Wait, no, and I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, you're thinking of someone else. I never called you a pimp. If you read my EV magazine thing, I actually spoke very well of you.
That's definitely not the impression I got. Granted, it was.
I never ever called you a pimp ever. You're thinking about someone else.
I'd have to see the article again. Maybe you referred to me as like a digital pimp.
Nope, but I never said
so we had you scheduled, was it for December 15th, I think?
Yes.
Okay, when was your divorce proceeding initiated?
My divorce proceeding? Well, separated.
Now you're laughing. You're laughing at Brian. You're laughing at
Brian. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the situation because this is an extremely personal question and I haven't been public about any of this.
You just said you were going through a divorce. I'm simply asking,
yes,
when did that start? When did that process start?
Okay, Brian, you're asking me a very personal question. Allow me to think of a way to answer this in a way that is protective of me and that person. We had separated around that same time, and I had moved out that week. It must have been within 24 or 48 hours where I was supposed to come, where it was final. In fact, actually, no, it might have been November, the last week of November, right after Thanksgiving. And then I think I had moved out that week. Yes, I had come back to our place to get all of my stuff that week. So okay, within 48 hours.
Yeah, that's fine. It just seems like you're kind of walking back everything that happened because you canceled on us the day before you were otherwise.
Brian, and I'm sorry. And I am sorry for doing that.
Are you going to let me finish? But go ahead.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you by when you think that I'm doing this in a malicious capacity because I'm absolutely,
It absolutely was malicious, but go ahead.
It wasn't malicious. I have no qualms against you. I don't.
Yeah, so why the cattiness? Why the cattiness in the messages? Why not just be like, obviously, I'm going to be frustrated when somebody cancels on us like the day before. And sure. I wasn't even rude to you. I was just like, hey, look, Andrew's coming all the way from Michigan to do this. We've been trying.
Which is true.
I wasn't aware that you were coming just to talk to me, as I had said.
Well, no, not just to talk to you, but like that's a component of it. And this is further evidenced by the fact that I've specifically been trying to have you come on to do the show for months and perhaps and even further back.
And you have canceled on me and not reacted. And when I was supposed to come on with Michael Knowles, you said that you just actually ghosted me for a few weeks. So you haven't been the best about scheduling either. But
we
I
never
will
scheduled
say,
any. Hold on. Nothing was actually ever scheduled as it pertains to that. And I think this was right after you dropped a hit piece on me. So I wasn't particularly inclined. And by the way, you didn't even tell me.
Ryan.
Wait, hold on. You released an article on Evie about me and my show, and mm-hmm. you didn't even reach out to me for commentary. Like, isn't there a component of journalism where you're going to, like, actually ask for input from
the
person?
Well, it was an op-ed. So it wasn't, no, I didn't need anything from you for my opinion.
You didn't need it, but like, hey, we've had you come on the show before. We've been talking
about getting you back on. I spoke very positive of you.
Yeah, that's not really the impression that I got.
Okay, well, you need to reread it because I don't think that you were thinking of the same piece because I did literally.
I'm pretty sure I read it and it didn't seem particularly flattering, but it's just,
I didn't flatter you, but it wasn't negative.
It was, look,
but what I will, but what I will speak to, get out of the weeds,
unflattering.
To get out of the weeds, I'm now that I'm rereading what I said to you afterwards, I was very snippy with you and I'm sorry. I was going through a difficult time. I shouldn't have done that. And I am sorry for wasting your time. If I wish that that did not happen and I'm taking accountability for that, I shouldn't have been bratty to you at the very least. I did feel that way though. And I had felt that you being angry with me canceling last minute was silly because I'd been very accommodating to you when you had asked me to go on and then ghosted me afterwards.
Look, I'd have to go back in the DMs and see the nature of that exchange. Yeah, but did we have you scheduled, yes or no?
Scheduled with like a day? No.
Yeah, because I think there's a difference between just having a discussion of like, hey, this person's potentially coming on the show. Would you be interested? And absent some sort of like commitment or locked in, I think that's really different than just like, we've been talking about months for having you come on. And I was like, hey, can we lock this in? I sent you the... I sent you the pre-show information with like address, all that sort of information. And then the day before
canceled. You did give me a date and a time. And I said, yes, that works. And then you actually didn't respond for weeks. And I said, checking in does mean I have to make travel plans?
I have the article in front of me. Brian is his own type of giving up morality for money.
Yes, that's what
effectively
it was.
Moral equals with the women who come on the show peddling their OnlyFans. And yeah, you do go on to essentially read out that he's a pimp. Yes.
No, that's not a pimp. And then go on though. I also say that he's a man who is doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing, building capital, finding, you know, that he's not necessarily cruel to these women. It's like a completely, like, it's a very neutral piece on Brian, but also not...
You call me
not,
a prostitute. How is it neutral?
I believe, because I think that you literally are in some way. I think that you are making very, I think that you make a lot of content slop for people to take that and sow destruction between the... Yeah, I don't think that whatever podcast is doing the moral positive that maybe you think it is, but I don't think that necessarily you think that the Whatever podcast is a moral positive. I think that you believe it is kind of slop and you make money off of it. That's what I think that the show is. I don't think that that speaks to you being a bad person, but I think that you are selling something. And I think that you're selling your morals in a lot of ways. I think that it's unbecoming of a man to go on and ask a bunch of random women what their body counts are and then have that toted up for a show where women can then go in a TTS like this stupid, dumb. Like, I don't think that that's positive. And I think that you
explain to me what's wrong about asking somebody their body count. What's actually
well,
wrong?
Well, you're strawmanning my argument. So what I had just said, and I'll repeat it to you, is that I think that you have sensationalized the calamity in the dating scene right now for your enterprise. And I don't think that that is a net positive for society.
How would it be sensationalizing if this is actually the truth of these women's experiences? I don't see how purely offering them a microphone.
Because this is not all of
purely
women.
Offering them to, I don't make that claim. And we have plenty of women on the show who are not anything like that.
Like I said, Brian, I said this to Andrew earlier. I think that your best content is when it's like someone like Andrew debating, another woman who is like principled and smart and educated and not just like a on the street,
mind you, which we offered to you and you rejected the offer.
Yes, I don't think that it has to be me. I think that that is your best content. I don't think it has to be me always. And also, you know, I have my own I didn't want to necessarily come on and debate about values when I had a failing marriage. I think that there are things that I don't have to extend to you all the reasons why I didn't want to do that at that point in time, right? But I do believe that that is your best content. I love when you do content like that. I think that the slop content is to some degree. Like, I think that you are.
Yeah, how do you define?
I think that, well, how would I define?
Like, is it?
Let's look up the actual definition.
Well, is it?
It's just selling favors for money. Is the definition.
And I think that you are selling for money. I mean, you have a lot of people on OnlyFans on and
yeah. What percent? Tell me the percent.
Well, I don't know what the percentage is.
If you had a guess, just
probably 20-30%.
It's 15.
15%, yeah. Very low.
Okay, well...
Which, by the way, if it's 1 in 10 Zoomer women now on OnlyFans, it's actually a pretty good representation of the market.
Well, do you know actually how many it was at the beginning? Because when I was on the podcast, it was 4 women on a panel of, like, how many women? So it was actually... It was a substantial amount of women, at least on the podcast.
Yeah, but that's how you're going to come up with the average, right? Is you're going to say, well, some shows may be all OF girls and the various things that happen inside of their dating life, and then some have none. In fact, most have none.
I think maybe at the beginning of the podcast, more OnlyFans women were coming on. And let's keep in mind that I wrote that article over a year ago. So at that point, it is possibly true that you had more.
Well, no, the statistics actually for the show came out around the same time you wrote that article, in fact. So the stats on the show.
And it was 15% of women.
Yeah, it was about it's like 14.9%. So they just put it at 15, yeah.
Well, then maybe, I mean, even the fact that you have this show and you let those women tout their OnlyFans, I think, especially on my show when that redhead was saying, you know, join my OnlyFans. I think that you kind of, you didn't tell her to stop, really, and you kind of jokingly said disavow.
Yeah, that's like when Destiny has to tout my channel because I go on his channel and I'm debating various issues.
I don't think so. I think that actually if you were to be principled in your take, you would say if you come on my show, you absolutely cannot tout your OnlyFans. I think that would be the principled thing.
Yeah, how could you stop them from doing it?
Ask them to leave if they do it. And then the same thing when so you Brian, come in and so, you say you can't have your phone on.
So Brian has told them multiple times not to shout out the OnlyFans, but you can't. Yeah, but you can't.
And then
stop them from doing that. Not only that, it's not an unprincipled position.
Can stop them from doing that. That woman for going on her Tamagotchi and her phone. And also.
Yeah, they already did it. The damage is done.
Okay, hold on, Andrew. When you go on the show, you get this whole thing that's like, okay, please wear, it's going to be hot in the studio, wear something that you would wear to the club. Like, you literally, you can turn away women at the door who are wearing little to no clothing, and you should, and you don't.
Why? Well, hang on. Why should he? It's the show. The idea, there is to showcase what these women believe and what they want to do.
And you don't have to, and you don't have to make it, people are watching with one hand on the keyboard. Like, I don't think that you need to do stuff like that.
What are you talking about?
That's ridiculous.
If you guys are going to be willfully ignorant, I don't know what we're going to, I don't know.
Well, there's no, I don't think that that's willful ignorance. I think the idea is that if you're going to have discourse with people, they're always going to want to get something out of the discourse, always, no matter what. There's nothing you can do about that.
You should avoid those women.
Yeah, the thing is, like, that doesn't stop it, does it? Like, this whole idea of sticking your head in the sand and the problem goes away is all. I would say that it's a lesser evil.
So why don't we just join them?
It's a lesser.
So we should just join them.
Well, you're not joining them. It's a lesser evil, though. To have. Okay, so chill out, so I can respond here, right? It's a lesser evil. It's a lesser evil for a guy like Destiny, right? I would say that a guy like Destiny produces far more in the way of problems in the political scene even than OF girls do, things like this. However, no one's going to stop this guy from shouting out his channel, that's for damn sure. And the truth of the matter is that in order to have the conversations to tangle with the ideology, somebody has to get something out of it. I would say it's actually the least evil thing for you to say, okay, fine, you can shout out your Instagram or I'll link your Instagram, but we're still going to showcase this ideology. And if that's the only way that we can showcase it so that people can see what's going on, I think that the give and take is the only way to do it. It's not joining them. It's actually a repudiation of the thing.
I don't think so. I think it's a standstill. I think you're doing a Mexican standoff. I think especially with the women that I came on, I mean, those women came on to just be like, oh my God, I love. And like, they didn't come on for a debate. They came on to like, just tout their OnlyFans. And I think that you can absolutely.
Well, they're not always there. The dating talks aren't there specifically for debate. The dating talks are there to showcase what dating identity is like between different groups of people. And that's going to necessarily include workers. And if you want to hear what workers are talking about in the dating life, which is a human interest piece, and
you
people,
shouldn't. You should silence them.
You can't silence them. Do you think Adam 22 is going to silence them? Destiny's going to silence them? Vosh is going to silence them? No. What happens is they get the platform, right, to shout it up from the rooftops, and there's nobody there to give any pushback. This is the naive take from you. It's a naive take from you. Adam 22.
No.
Guys like this have massive podcasts. Guys like Destiny, massive podcasts. Guys like Vosh, massive podcasts. Guys like this have podcasts which dwarf Brian Atlas's viewership. And they have these people on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, zero pushback whatsoever. The kind of pretense here is that if there's somebody who's willing to give pushback here, you just ignore this like it's not going on. It's like, no, it's going on. It's just there's no pushback.
I think that there should be stipulations for going on the show. I think that you should tell them to cover up. I think that, but this is not, again, this is not my show. So I can't tell you what to do, but this is what I think would be better. I think that you should tell them to cover up. I also don't think that you should just have any OnlyFans on. I think that you should probably, I mean, if you're going to have people from that side of the aisle, you probably want people like me, people like Merrick, people who, debate and also do work, even if you don't agree with them, right? I don't think that you should have
here,
a random
for a dating talk.
Yeah. Let's do this, Lab. So, okay, you seem really passionate about this. You do all the guest booking for the show. You forward some people to me. You can instruct them on how you want them. I thought it was a moral imperative here, Lab.
Let's all get involved.
Isn't it a moral imperative?
I mean, listen. Brian, genuinely, I think that you have a very huge platform. You could do a lot with it. If I was involved in any capacity, I would be grateful. I think that would be great. I also want to get paid.
Yeah, I don't know about this getting paid thing for a moral imperative. It sounds like you're trying to be a reverse.
Well, that's time.
Involving yourself in a show like this in order to get paid.
I'm doing work.
It sounds like
work.
A reverse. Like
I
you called Brian.
Listen, my real job, Andrew, my real job is volunteer work. I don't get any money. If I'm going to do this extra thing upon getting a graduate degree, I would like to get paid a little bit.
Why don't you?
You know what? We'll do it. You, we'll do a referral fee.
Okay.
Cool. But I mean, I just have, I guess, a question on this. So I'd like to put a call to action towards you. Mm-hmm. Earlier in the discussion with Andrew, you admitted to scamming men through your OnlyFans. And you seem to like kind of not care about that. You almost, it sounded like you think they deserve to be scammed because they're stupid and they want to like, they think they're going to be buying some like sort of pictures from you or whatever, but really it's pictures of your ferret. That seems like a scam to me. Why don't you go ahead right now on this call and just go ahead and perma delete your OnlyFans?
No, I gained too much money from the degenerates who think they're going to see me naked.
Yeah.
So to get this right, the same token when you say, wait a second, if men are,
I post nude on my OnlyFans. Okay. Wait, hold on. Let me be.
You literally said it was scamming.
But I just want to say.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Even though you had finished and I was speaking, but go ahead.
Well, listen, let me speak. never say that I'm nude on my OnlyFans. I literally say I say publicly all over my Twitter that there's nothing nude on my OnlyFans. And if you are going to be so intent on seeing me naked that you buy my OnlyFans, you can do it. And then you're going to be disappointed when you go on and there's no nudity.
How do you say out of the one side of your mouth, though, that these men are suffering from corn addiction and mental illness and things? Hang on. And things like this. And then at the same time, say that you're fine scamming mentally ill men.
Well, I'm not really scamming them, right?
You said they deserve to be.
Well, no, I think that, well, you definitely deserve, if you're trying to see me naked and you're bitter that you were not able to see me naked, I think that, yeah, you deserve your anger.
But aren't you suffering from mental illness?
Aren't I?
Well, does that make it, is that okay then? Because you suffer from mental illness to scam people who are mentally ill?
That's not. No, I mean, I don't think that viewing porn is necessarily a mental illness.
The moral, it's kind of crazy, the moral grandstanding. Like, you have an issue with, like, the way the women dress on my show, but you literally have an OnlyFans where you earlier in the call admitted you're scamming men. Why don't you delete your OnlyFans right now? Delete it right now before we continue having a conversation about what some of the women wear on my podcast.
Hold on, Brian. I can tell that you're upset about that comment. I don't think. Listen, if you were to tout, first of all, if you were to tout the same thing as Andrew, if you were, I don't know if you're a Christian. I don't know what you identify as. If you think that your show has a moral imperative to help men get away from things like this, I think that you would already have told women to cover up on the podcast. I think that you have a vested interest.
Brian's not a Christian.
Yeah. So I don't even, I'm not
Neither
even saying
are you,
that
though.
You, sure. And I'm, I, and I don't, I think that if you're trying to do what Andrew wants to do, you should tell women to cover up. I don't even think that what you're doing is actually like wrong. I'm just saying, if this is the argument, if you're trying to help men get away from things like this, I don't think that scantily clad women on the podcast is a way to do that.
Yeah. But
right?
I still don't understand. Like,
and then also, hold on. Another aspect to me not deleting my OnlyFans is that my username will be taken and people will pretend to be me. And then two, I use OnlyFans as a wallet. So you can keep money in OnlyFans. Yes. It's untaxable income.
Oh, there's no other platforms that you could use, like PayPal or Venmo or Cash App or just a bank. Hello?
I mean, a bank you would have to pay taxes on.
What?
Wait,
you use OnlyFans as a wallet? What does that even mean?
So like it's a way to where you can keep your money. It's like crypto.
Instead of a bank?
Yes. So if it's in a bank, you need to pay interest or you need to pay
you're going to have to pay taxes on it the second you get a payout anyway.
Well, sure. But I also just moved to a place that was outside of California. So I either pay taxes in it. Once I gain residency in Illinois, I'll have to pay.
I mean, they're going to 1099 you at the end of the year, even if that's just what's in your account. That's silly. So the thing, but not only that, it's really what I don't understand is the beginning of the conversation.
I think there's also plenty of reasons. I also don't know what I want to do with my OnlyFans. I think I might decide to I don't, there's a lot of ways that I could use an OnlyFans in like a creative way, like to
like scamming men with ferret pictures.
Ferret pictures.
No, like I think eventually, like I think Substack is a dying, I don't think that anyone has Substack. So I think that if I wanted to start doing like a Substack or writing and then post it onto OnlyFans, it could be a viable.
Or what about Twitter?
Source. Well, Twitter also, but when you, as a, when you're thinking of being like a, of, I would like to, I don't need to do this with you.
Well, you're going to publish, you're just to be clear for credibility's sake, you're going to publish your writing to OnlyFans, and that's going to be like,
well, I don't know what I'm going to do.
That's the spot for people to access your deep thought writing.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I think that OnlyFans, I know a lot of women who don't post nudity on OnlyFans anymore. And it's sort of just like a place. I think if I ever were to make like a documentary about my life and my walk away from this industry, I think that it would be an interesting marketing tactic to release it on OnlyFans, the same way that like you had to pay to access Matt Walsh's What Is a Woman on his website.
Can you
right?
answer
like, I think it would be...
sorry I'm just can you answer this for me, because this is driving me crazy. So the beginning of the conversation, you said that it, I'm being abusive or cruel to women because they have, they're suffering from, anybody who would do this type of work is suffering from some kind of mental illness and they have some kind of trigger. Hang on.
This is what
hang on, relax.
So
just let me ask, let me ask. And then you can respond.
You asked and I answered.
I'm not done. I wasn't done asking.
He didn't finish.
So anyway, they're suffering from some kind of mental illness, this type of thing, right? And so it's actually cruel what you're doing to them, right? Because they have these various triggers. Maybe daddy isn't in the picture, things like this. And so it's actually cruel for you to laugh at them and this and that. But corn addicted men who also would be suffering from mental illness by your metrics, you're catfishing them into going to your OF, and then you're taking their money, which would literally be the equivalent of laughing at them. Like that, and not only that, it's worse even, because yeah, you could say I laugh at them and get paid, but you laugh at them, you laugh at them and get paid too. Like it's like, what are you talking? And those ones are even more mentally ill, right? So where's the moral high ground here, Lav?
So in good faith, we literally just had this conversation 30 minutes ago. I don't know if you're reiterating it because you have more viewers now and you want them to hear it as well. But
same
I,
amount of viewers.
Okay, well, we already went over this. I don't think that if you were doing it on a small scale, it would be as big of an issue as if you were doing it on a big scale. And also, I don't have a problem with ultimately, I don't think that you're a bad person for doing what you're doing. I think that it's mean what you do, and I think it makes me uncomfortable. It makes me...
Well,
it
isn't
so
that mean? What you're
it
doing?
It makes it so... And if you didn't want to talk to me because I was doing that, it would make sense.
Yeah, but
so
isn't it mean what you're doing?
So we both have different boundaries. Yes, I think it is mean. So I wouldn't want to go on with my value system. I wouldn't want to go on the whatever podcast and watch you denigrate and laugh at women.
I don't see how the scale determines the morality.
And if
here.
You didn't, and if I was scamming people on my own, if I was scamming people on the whatever podcast and you said, I don't want to go on the panel while she's doing that, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I mean, you're just saying it's more moral because the scale of it is less than what I do?
No. So it's not just the scale, it's how many people are affected by it. So I don't want to be part of something where I feel like I'm going on a large platform with thousands of viewers and where I will be clipped in a video. If you do that, and if it's clipped, if it goes viral, I don't want to be in a video like that. I don't want to be in the situation where I have to view you doing that. I don't want to be in the room while you are doing that. I don't want to be a part of something that is going to touch the interweb like that. Right?
Well, you'll take advantage of mentally ill men who go to your OF and essentially steal their money.
I don't care about the people who are so desperate to see me naked.
Women who are so desperate to be naked.
Hold on. that they bypass me publicly saying there's nothing nude on my OnlyFans, publicly being work, and publicly saying that there are no nude photos of me on there, even saying that there's no new photos. I'm pretty sure in my bio, I definitely say that there's no nudity anywhere. But if you are so horny that you need to buy it because you're curious, yeah, I don't care about you. And nowhere am I saying there are nudes on my thing and there's no nudes. That's not ever what's
nowhere
happening.
Am I saying that I'm not going to laugh at you if you say something stupid.
Well, that's okay. So do you see how this scenario is different? So I say scamming because that's like it's the incendiary way to say what I'm actually doing, which is that I still have an OnlyFans up and you can still pay for it, but there's nothing new.
Well, I mean, I would consider it stealing essentially. It's just marketing under false pretenses, even though you could say, you
well,
put
I'm
in
not,
disclaimers.
It's not false pretenses. I've never said that there's anything, and my whole platform is work. So I don't think that there's, I don't think that you could see my social media and in good faith say I've been scammed.
Yeah, but I mean, you can imagine that if I went,
I think the idea that it is an OnlyFans itself.
Yeah, you can imagine if I went into a store and it said world's best energy drink, and I grabbed it, and I went over and I paid for it and I drank it and went, wow, where's my energy? And then I looked at the can and it had a disclaimer on it that said, by the way, this isn't really an energy drink. Ha ha ha, you're fucking.
Hang on.
Ha ha ha, you're stupid and we took your money. Don't you think that I was scammed?
Yes. Okay. So you're saying by the nature of it being an OnlyFans, then it's a scam.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would probably disagree with you there. I think I know I'm obviously profiting off of the idea that like there are people who think that, right?
It is yes, not lost very clearly, on me. Just like I think it's the energy drink, right?
It is. Yes. It is not lost on me that people could think that. I just don't care about the men that are so horny that they bypass me multiple times saying that I don't post on it.
And I don't care about the women who are so desperate
to
shill their OnlyFans that they're willing to go on and have their worldview eviscerated.
And listen, Andrew, you don't have to.
It doesn't sound like it's cruelty to me. It sounds like...
don't have to. I'm just not going to go on and see you do that. The same way if I went on the Whatever podcast with you and I was like, guys... I have an OnlyFans.com/femoid or whatever. And you were like, you'd be like, oh God, she's scamming men. I don't want her to do this here. You do the same thing and you're allowed to do that.
I'm not scamming anybody.
Well, no, that's not what I was saying.
Okay. I'm confused.
I think that you are. I think that if I was
but I'm trying to unconfuse myself.
There are certain behaviors that if I went on the podcast that are more permissible just in my tiny insular community than if I'm on a widespread scale and I could potentially hurt more people, right?
I mean, it just seems like that just seems like it's cope. It's like,
wait,
you could way more people this way, but still murdering people bad. Well, because when you make an analogy, you're always going to make a comparison between two things which aren't the same. I'm just looking at something that people universally believe is wrong. And so if we apply things to, which is a universal ought that most people share, it's really easy for them to conceptualize what it is we're talking about. That's why I use it.
I also think
it
might make it a little bit bigger to the stupid people who are watching, which I'm sure are plenty because most of the population is pretty stupid.
Well, they don't have 138 IQs, that's for sure.
Huh?
Go ahead.
How much do you make on your OF? You said 2,000 a month.
Let's see. I haven't checked in a while.
I think you said 2,000, but
it's probably give or take $500 from 2,000.
Between 500 and 2,000, yeah. And I mean, so do you have what's the monthly sub fee? I guess is it $10, $5?
I don't even know anymore. I think it might be 15.
Yeah. Okay, and so
it's 15.
It would
it's
seem
16.
To me that even though you're saying that, well, all these men, you know, I'm not making representations as to what I'm posting on there. And then when they do finally spend the money and subscribe, they see these ferret pictures. $2,000 per month to be making. It's not clear to me if that many men, depending on how much your sub is or whatever, are spending $2,000 a month to go and see your ferret pictures. So there, it seems a little, I don't know, like you're kind of, for you to be making that amount of money, it would indicate to me that there is perhaps some degree of misleading going on as to the content on your OnlyFans, because if you're just super upfront about it, like, hey.
Oh, there is a picture. There is a picture of my legs in a 7-Eleven toilet. there's no like. Here, I mean, I could literally show you. It's on my OnlyFans.
Okay.
Hang on, no, we don't want to see. We don't want to see.
No, I'm not going to show you. It's literally like it's me baking a casserole. Mm-hmm. It's a casserole. It's my ferrets.
Mm-hmm.
It's, let's see. It's my ferrets. It's, here, let me go up. It's a drink in my hand.
Do you get DMs from
men?
It's
my nails getting done.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well,
do they have to,
well, hang on one second, real quick, Brian, I'm sorry, but.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can these men see these pictures on your OF before they pay you?
No.
No.
No, okay.
Wait, do you get DMs from the men, like any messages from the guys who subscribe and they're like, hey, whoa, I thought this was going to be something else, but I feel scammed. Do you get any DMs like that?
No, I have. Well, I can pay for nude content if that's still a thing. I have. Good. Hey, do you still sell not safe for work content? Do you have pay per view content? Do you do customs? It's nobody's really mad that I'm.
But do you ever say yes and you're like, yeah, it'll be $50 and then they
no,
pay
of course
$50
not.
And then...
No, of course okay. not.
Yeah. Well, how about this? You delete your OnlyFans and I'll have every single girl who comes on the show in a burqa. How's that sound?
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, yeah, we'll have them all in the burqa.
If I delete my OnlyFans right now, you'll make every woman cover up on
every
your...
single
do
every
it right now.
Single woman.
Do you are yeah, we shaking on this?
Yeah, every single woman will have to wear a burqa from here on out. But here's the loophole. If they identify as a man, then they don't have to.
Okay, well, Brian, listen, if it's for the greater good of something like this, I might delete it.
Delete it right now.
Hold on, let me calculate how much money I'm losing.
Oh, no. It's